Hey, what's going on? It's your man Cass.
And Belle.
And this is Divorce Not an Option. Once again, we are back again. And first, of course, we got to thank you for all the love and support that you've been giving the show. And we appreciate you so much. So what's today's topic about, my love?
Yeah, so today's topic is it's something that I don't really understand why it's a hot topic. Mm-hmm. But it's the whole discussion with the whole high value man, the whole what you bring to the table.
Oh, so you're talking about
me. So many different social media posts out there about relationship and so a lot of these guys, you know, they sit around a round table and they just sit there and discuss, you know, women and what they think, you know, we need or it's really upsetting, to say the least.
So you talk about like the red pill things.
I don't know what this red pill thing is.
You know what? It's from the Matrix. You remember in the Matrix is like the red pills
blue.
For the truth and the blue pill. You go back to red. So it's red pill. Like they're telling the truth. Now,
whose truth though? Their truth?
Well, okay. So, all right. So I have a problem.
Because the truth is subjective.
Well, yes and no. Now, okay. So, This is how I feel about those things. Like if people have followed me on before, I haven't been on social media for a long time. I just recently got back on, but if you follow me, I used to say things about these people, right? I had a problem with Yada. I had a problem with the Fresh and Fit guys. I had the whatever podcast and you know, all these people, Kevin Samuels at the time, I had problems with all these people and RP Kevin, sorry. But this is the problem I have. I think that they give good information, right? I think that they talk about the realities of what men go through. They talk about the realities of what they see from women, from man's point of view. Mm-hmm. And due to popular belief, I actually am understanding, sympathetic, and agreeing with a lot of things they may say. But this is the problem I have with them. If you want to have a debate with women and you want to let the masses know and have a proper discussion, then have women on there that could actually have a real intelligent conversation with you about these problems. I'm all for that. The problem I have with them is they be having all the 304s on. That's my new thing, 304. You know what I'm saying? If you don't know what 304 means, that's hoe. Because if you flip it upside down on a phone, it's hoe. Okay, 304s. Anyway, they have these women that are uneducated, 304s. They make morally bad choices in life, have multiple kids. And these are the type of women they bring on their shows. And then they talk as they're the high mighty men, educating these women because they're so bad and men are so superior.
I see.
And that's the problem I have with those shows. Now, are they entertaining?
I'm sure, because
very entertaining, funny. But when you look at it, the problem I have in our culture, our social media culture now, is that these shows are being the leading advice counselors for people now. There was another one that I didn't like at all, was called Tonight's Conversation. And they were on tour, right? The popular tour of a whole bunch of unmarried, I think one was married, but unmarried men and women talking about what people need to do for great relationships, right? Yeah. And they're the latest to go down. It's been exposed that one was, they abused his wife, but he said he didn't. Another woman, they all broke up and they all bash each other now and all this other crap. You know, allegations of people sleeping. I mean, it's just crazy, right? Yeah. But all these black people were filling out, you know, conference rooms and stuff like that to listen to them talk about relationships and stuff. And in essence, they came and keep their own professional relationship together more than try to give you advice about your personal relationship. So I really don't like that conversation online. It's entertaining. It really is. But it sucks because people listen to it and live their life by it, mm-hmm. that's why we have messed up relationships now.
Yeah. And yeah, I mean, I'll definitely have to agree. I mean, you know, because shows like ours, you know, with a real relationship, real people that's in real relationship giving real advice, you know, they're not, you know, as popular because of those other little gimmicks show, because there's a little catchy phrase or it's entertaining, you know, or the women are being bashed and, you know, and everyone's over talking to each other and everyone's trying to have, you know, the next little phrase to go, you know, viral, you know. And then again, the basis is none of them are in a relationship. And not only that, but not one of them had a successful relationship. So how can you listen to someone who does not have a successful relationship tell you how to get a man and keep that relationship? It doesn't make any sense.
Because let's be honest, and this is going to be real. If you are single, you failed at relationships. If you're divorced, you failed at relationships. You failed at marriage. Regardless of if even though me and my wife been married for 20 years, if we get a divorce tomorrow, I failed. Because see, relationships and marriage is supposed to be forever. Mm-hmm. Only people I respect to give advice about relationships or about marriage is if it ended, it's one of them dying. Mm-hmm. And not saying I want people to die. Don't get me wrong. But the reality is that a successful marriage is a marriage that somebody dies first. Mm-hmm. Let's be honest. And that's how it ended. Now you're going on to live your life, whether it's the husband or the wife, mm-hmm. whatever, and that's fine.
Right, right.
Now you can give advice because you actually did it. Mm-hmm. You actually did it to death do your part. Mm-hmm. You did the relationship so you can give advice.
Yes.
Or if you're currently in a marriage, mm-hmm. you can give advice.
Yes.
But if you are divorced, you can give advice about how not to get a divorce, things that you did wrong.
Right.
Yes. But you cannot give advice about what it takes to be successful.
To keep a successful
If you're single, you cannot give advice on what it is that people need to have a great relationships. You know nothing about a great relationship because you're single.
Yeah.
And the older you get, the more that it proves that you're a failure. Mm. If you're 30 years old, 40 years old, still single, talking about what people should do, that means you have failed several times in a relationship. Even if you pick bad, the person did it to you, you pick that person, you keep picking bad people. So at the end of the day, you're a failure. So I'm sorry, and this is mean, and I know it is, but you are a failure at marriage, at relationships, and you should not be giving anybody advice about anything. I've had people, and maybe this is personal to me, the audacity to tell me what it is I should do in my marriage for it to be good. These are single, divorced people telling me, a man that's been with my wife for over 20 years, that is married, the successful life, telling me what I should do for my marriage. You're a failure. And at the end of the day, see, this is the problem that we have now mm-hmm. in our society. In general, beyond relationships, is that we have broke people giving people advice on how to be successful. You have single people telling people how to be successful in relationships. You have dummies giving smart people advice on what to do to freaking be smart. I mean, it's a twisted society
backwards.
Today.
We're all backwards right now. We're all backwards.
It's backwards. And all these people that are on these things, like, you know, Derek Jackson was a famous one where every woman was like,
Oh yes, I remember him.
I want to be like him. He's always talking about men.
My husband is like him.
Exactly.
And
we find out he was the biggest dog out here screwing everything in their mama.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Not honoring his own mm-hmm. wife. You know what I'm saying? And it's like that from time to time, the same people that tell you what they need to do. How many politicians that are anti-gay mm-hmm. got caught with a gay person.
Got caught doing the exact same thing that
you know
against.
Hypocrites. And that's what's going on right now. Mm-hmm. Now, people talking about what a high-value man is, right? A high-value man is not a man that's sitting down talking about being single and talking about what you should do to be in a successful relationship. A high-value man has nothing to do with his bank account. Mm-hmm. A high-value man has nothing to do with his education status. But see, we sit here, we have this criteria, especially mm-hmm. women now, mm-hmm. where high-value man is 6'6", makes six figures a year, but not regular six figures now six figures gotta be 500,000 plus 100,000 six figures. Oh no, that's not that ain't nothing. Right, have to have at least a 8 to 9 inch penis, which at the I'm good, but at the end of the day,
why you gotta put our business out like that?
Oh, I'm sorry, but at the end of the day, at the end of the day, the average size penis is 5 to 6 inches, right? And he gotta spend a lot of time with you, but make a lot of money, which is almost an oxymoron by itself, right? Then he has to be look good, have a certain zodiac sign.
Wait, a certain zodiac sign?
These women are going crazy like that now. A certain zodiac sign, you know what I'm saying? He can't have no kids, even though she can have like 4 kids, but he can't have no kids.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And have a beard, because you know, they like beard gang now, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's all these criterias that women are saying that a man that is a high value man, and that man don't even exist. Like literally a man like that don't exist. It's like a 1.0003% of all men.
And the ones that exist,
they don't want your ass.
The basketball players, the celebrities, the football players, they don't want you. So I mean, my only thing is I'm so tired of these conversations, and I'm so tired of seeing them. I'm so tired of having, you know, listening and seeing people having them debating, you know, and I just don't understand why we as a community always have to have these meaningless conversations about high value men or women and stuff. To me, that just devalues it. It just makes absolutely no sense.
Yeah. I mean, what is a high value anything?
Yes. What is it?
You know, isn't that just in the eye of the beholder? Think of it like this: art. Right. There are paintings out there that I went to an art gallery once. Right. And I saw the prices of this painting. Mm-hmm. And I said to myself, my little daughter could have made that.
Right.
And those things were worth $6,000, maybe up to $1 million.
I know.
You know, so somebody came in, looked at that, and said that is worth $1 million. And everybody went along with it.
Mm-hmm.
But my daughter did the exact same painting and they're going to say that ain't shit. But see, that's what it is. We live in a society now that it's in the eye of the beholder.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Everything is people's opinions. Mm-hmm. I mean, shit, the stock market is people's opinions. At the end of the day, you know, a company's value is not because, oh, they have these assets. Mm-hmm. It's because, oh, something's coming down. Gas is going up and down numbers. Because of people playing numbers and thinking like, oh, something's going to come next week, so we need to go down or up. So it's all about people's, we live in a society where it's people's opinion. So when you go out there, you say a high value man is X, Y, and Z, but that may be a high value man to you,
right?
You personally, but not to somebody else. But see, the problem is you have these women and these men on some occasions that are living their life according to other people's idea what is high value, and they're going after that. And really, at the end of the day, her value of men she get ain't your value.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm just saying this general, I don't know, but this girl, you know what I'm saying, is 5'6", banging body, natural hair, and low body count. You got 4 kids, overweight, and ugly as hell. But you think you're going after the same man. You think that you got the same availability that this woman has or these women that are famous have. At the end of the day, you really think, oh, I could pull the same amount of that type of man she can. You got to see, we don't live in reality no more.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I knew when I married my wife that, you know what I'm saying, she was getting the better end. But I'm just joking. I love you. No. Seriously. No. You know, I was going for a woman that was wholesome, that was my best friend, that I loved, that somebody I can get along with, that I can see building a life with. You know what I'm saying? Now she's fine, yeah, but all the other things is what kept us together. I don't ever wake up in the morning after we had an argument and said, yeah, man, but you know what? Damn, she's fine, so I'm going to go through it. No, you know what I'm saying? No matter how fine a woman is, how ugly, it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, it's about the relationship, about what you need. Mm-hmm. It's about if this person is compatible with you.
Right.
And so high value is what is high value for you. Now, I think the mistake we've made in life is this. The mistake the internet makes is this. and it's snowballed. Mm-hmm. People will ask women what they want. Mm-hmm. So of course a woman's gonna say what she wants. Meaning, like, if you ask me, what do I want to be rich? Yeah, I want to be rich.
Right.
But we're not talking about what it will take for me to get rich.
To actually get there.
See, that's the problem. We started asking women what they want. So of course they're gonna shoot for the sky. Mm-hmm. Like, shit, I want a 6-foot guy. I want a guy with money. Mm-hmm. I want a guy with a big dick. I want a guy with time. Yeah, of course. But see, that snowballed into actually being like, that's what I deserve. Mm-hmm. See, there's a difference between what you deserve and what you want. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I may want $1 billion, mm-hmm. but I deserve right now maybe a couple $100,000 because of how I'm working. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Right, yeah.
But the internet has turned the wants into what they deserve. And these women are now thinking that that's what they deserve. Mm-hmm. It's their right to have a man like that. Mm-hmm. And then they don't understand that you're not worth the value of that. Mm-hmm. So,
well, I mean, I completely understand and I completely agree with you. Like I say, I just tired of these baseless conversations that people are having and kind of, you know, going on tour with them or whatever the hell that they're doing, people, being very popular, being,
he's made another,
you know,
income.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, speaking, you know, about it in round tables, or, you know, I seen some of them are having conferences about what you're wasting your money. You're paying your money, your hard earned money. You're paying it to attend something that someone is not going to tell you anything that you don't know. It makes no sense. You know, you're already failing yourself because you're going into hearing someone that failed at something that they couldn't achieve, and you're just wasting your time. You know, and I don't know. I don't know why. I really don't. And people like us, you know, like couples like us and people like us that are actually giving real advice, you know, are just, oh, they're boring because, you know, they're actually speaking the truth.
Like, would you pay for a conference to learn how to get rich knowing the speaker was homeless?
Exactly. Yeah. Would you
like,
do
like,
that?
Would you
that doesn't
do
make
that.
Any sense.
If they gave you a flyer with a homeless man on it, said, pay me $200
and
come to my car, I'll try to get rich. Would you go to that? Most of the people are going to say no. So it's the same thing. You're going to these conferences, paying to go in, listening to people that have failed at relationships. Like, it's the same thing. And see, this is where we've gotten wrong in life. It's about the source. I don't care if anybody could read a textbook. Mm-hmm. Anybody could go in. Like, would you want your surgery to be done by a doctor that only read the textbook, but then went to surgery, or somebody that actually practiced and done it several mm-hmm. times successfully? Like, you're going to go with the doctor that does it, not with the brand new doctor that has a book and sitting there cutting you open, looking through the book like, hold on, let me see where that organ's at. You know, no, you want, he may be a doctor by diploma, you know, degree, but at the end of the day, you want a veteran doctor that has been through, that has experience.
Successful.
That has successful experience. You're not going to go with a doctor that 50% of the time
Patients die. Or botch surgeries.
You know what I'm saying? Or 30% of the time they died, but he has a 70% chance. No! You don't want that. You know what I'm saying? Are you going to buy a car that works 70% of the time? Mm-hmm. Like seriously, like, and these people are not even 70% successful. They're literally 100% failure. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
So,
like the kids say.
Yeah, facts. So why would, and it's so popular, and see, and it kills me, and I see most of our Black people doing it too.
And that's what's disturbing.
Getting these people famous, getting these people mm-hmm. rich, and they did it in a way. It's like Julia Childs back in the day. No, not Julia Childs. She was different. She was a cook.
It was like
Dr. Zeus, the lady. She had no kids, but she made a fortune on giving advice about kids. Now, see, so this hustle is not a new hustle.
Yeah, it's just old hustle.
Black people have learned how to do it better, mm-hmm. but it's been happening for years, yes, though. People, yes. But we have to stop that. And see, the problem is this.
Because you're getting bad advice.
And it's changing our culture.
It is.
It's dividing men and women. Mm-hmm. It's having more baby mamas, more people being promiscuous, more divorces. Mm-hmm. Everything from these people's mouths leads to negativity. Like, I'll talk about that guy, Yada, right? Years ago, and I used to follow him, right, years mm-hmm. ago. He was this guy that was talking about he had this natural drink that he was in the Amazon rainforest, Antigua,
not
whatever.
The Amazon.
Somewhere.
Just climbing the trees.
He was getting all these ingredients from Africa and he was curing people of cancer and stuff like that. He was like trying to be a Dr. Sabi or something like that, doctor, right? You know what I'm saying? Which, cool, right? That's what he did. Then all of a sudden he popped up and he was polygamous. Mm-hmm. He had two wives. He had a kingdom he was building with mm-hmm. his wives and all this stuff.
All whatever. In Africa.
You know what I'm saying? He was going to buy some land and live mm-hmm. with his women and whatever. Cool. I respect that. Cool. Hey, do your thing, mm-hmm. right? Then he popped up mm-hmm. talking about, now, you know what? I got one woman, mm-hmm. even though he does say he has another woman in Africa, but whatever. But he has one woman mm-hmm. that he gives $125,000 a year just to be with him. Oh. He gave money to the parents and did all of this for her. Wow. Mm-hmm. And that no matter what a woman does in her past, it's his job as a man to do. Doesn't matter if she had kids before. Okay. Doesn't matter if she has a body. Women, you know, date men. Mm-hmm. You know, if a man asks you something, women, be like Cash App, be like Zemo. Because at the end of a man's supposed to just provide for you, give you money, la la la.
So as soon as you meet someone, you're supposed to say Vemo or Cash App.
Oh. Like, how you doing, sweetie? Cash App.
Okay.
Like, literally, he has a video say that. Like, you know, because he's sitting there in the closet, like, you know.
Oh, okay.
As soon as a man tries to say something to you, hey, though, sweetie, you know what you say? Cash App.
Well, why?
How you doing, baby? Zemo.
Well, why? I don't understand the logic behind that.
And the thing is that, see, these are these simp men out mm-hmm. here that at the end they're telling women, because it's not even bad for men. Mm-hmm. It's bad for women.
Right.
Because it's telling women that all you are is for a man to buy you.
Yeah, you're just a piece of, property. Just a property. And
for him to take care of mm-hmm. and spoil you and give you a whole bunch. Now, and then you got these women out here like, oh, that sounds so good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he became mm-hmm. famous for the 50-50 conversation. Like, he started that 50-50.
Oh, that's another conversation that
doesn't make sense.
We need to retire.
Like, and you know what I don't understand? And let's talk about 50-50. We got a little bit of time. What area of the United States, what job, what situation that a couple successful and don't go 50-50, meaning that both don't contribute to the household?
I don't know. I mean, the whole 50-50 conversations and the whole, 50-50 doesn't make absolutely any sense to me. I don't even know why it's a topic within our community. I mean, all of these hot topics, all of these trending topics are only in our community. You know, we don't hear anybody else talking, any other cultures mm-hmm. talking about this nonsense except the Black community. I mean, seriously, who comes up with this crap? And what is the 50-50? What, the man pays, 100%, or is it the woman? I'm so confused.
Well,
I don't understand.
Well, the 50-50 is saying that a man should pay everything, a woman pays nothing. My money's her money, her money's her money.
Okay, but again, that to me, that absolutely makes no sense, because, if you are in a relationship, everyone is contributing, some way or factor.
Yeah.
If it's the man that's going out working and earning the actual money while the woman is home, taking care of the kids, the household, everyone is contributing in some way. So to sit here and debate about, 50-50 or 100 or whatever it is, it's absolutely ludicrous.
And you know what's so funny? Other cultures don't do that. When you go to the Chinese restaurant, Asian restaurant, the Irish restaurant,
you're seeing the family working work side by side with
they're
the husband
working
or the
to
wife.
Build.
Exactly.
We're the only culture
that likes
that
this
don't
division.
Even make the money to be 50-50.
No, and we just love this division.
Talking about 50-50. Like there's 1% of all Black men make $100,000. 1%, something like that. And so where can a man afford to pay everything on his own. I mean, everything. His bills, also your bill.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, if any woman claims independence
mm-hmm.
and starts talking 50-50,
mm-hmm.
She's a broke 304.
Okay. And you know what? Now, the whole... 50-50. I mean, are we talking about people that are dating or are we talking about people that are married?
They talking about as soon as you dating a girl.
Okay. Because
you're supposed to take
because
care
that doesn't, you know, that doesn't make any sense. Because if you're dating someone, for me, when we were dating, I never felt comfortable with you paying everything, you know, for you didn't pay my apartment, you know, when I live by my, like, you know, I didn't.
I shouldn't. I mean, I'm just dating you.
Exactly. And that was not an expectation whatsoever. So I don't understand why now how all of this is an expectation. You're just dating. Why would I pay for your lifestyle?
See, that mentality makes a woman a hoe. And let me tell you why. Because at the end of the day, it reduces a woman's worth mm-hmm. to just between her legs.
Yes, and I agree.
And being a slave in the household. Because if a woman's idea is that man to take care of me and do everything for me and I don't do anything, only thing you have to offer him is between your legs. And at the end of the day,
and there's plenty of women to offer sex free of charge.
Exactly. And that's a horrible mentality for women to have. Now, if you have a dynamic where you're a stay-at-home mom and stuff like that, and that's your
that's
dynamic,
different because you're still contributing. That's
fine.
Different.
But if the mentality is that you do nothing and he takes care of you, which a lot of these women have this idea of, oh, well, you know, their only worth is what between their legs. And that's all they offer a man. You don't ever hear women. See, we're not in a time anymore where women were finessing dudes out of a whole bunch of money and not giving nothing up. You know what I'm saying? Back in the days, men were more like, hey, let me fight for this, and I'm going to spoil her because mm-hmm. I want to get it. It was a different mentality. But today's mentality, I mean, shoot, you take somebody out and you bang. I mean, you know, before I was married, you know what I mean? Women that like I didn't have to do nothing with and we were engaging and stuff. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's not hard anymore. So at the end of the day, you know, a man, you up there doing that, not because a man really loves your beauty, who you are, it's because you give it something up. And then at the end of the day, you're not even getting a lot of money doing that because half of these chicks are broke. Half of these mm-hmm. women out here wearing Shein clothes, Temu clothing,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? Wearing fake bags and
wait
fake
a minute,
jewelry.
Now, some of that Shein clothes be cute, okay?
Ain't nothing wrong with Shein. What I'm saying is, but when you act like you high value woman, you getting this money, but all your outfits are from Shein,
mm-hmm.
then how much we really getting? Or you up there broke in credit card debt because mm-hmm. you done bought all the Chanel stuff you can, but you broke. Or you trying to live a life out of your means.
Out of your means.
You know what I'm saying?
Out of your means.
So when you get with a guy, he's flying you everywhere. Yeah, he's just paying for you to go places he's going, but he's smashing having sex with you. So at the end of the day, any woman that talks all that high value, there's somebody smashing it that's not paying. Because see, this is the thing. It's the simp men that women want to pay for, but the guy she want to have sex with, she has sex with. Why every single baby daddy is a bum? All these women that are out here that say they balling, they doing their thing, got kids, but their baby daddy's a bum. Because see, the bums are who they want to have sex with. The simps is who they want to marry and get money from. Do you understand?
Yeah, I mean, clearly, but like I say, the whole function of 50-50 or high value, that is something that needs to be thrown out the door and, you know, not to be discussed in round tables ever again, because it's absolutely makes no sense.
But it's entertaining.
It's damaging. You know, I know it's little hee hee kiki and, you know, little laugh, but it's really at the end of the day, it's really damaging and stupid. You know, I mean, all the other cultures are looking at us and laughing. It really are, because we're arguing, we're talking about something that makes absolutely no sense. Why would you not want to contribute your income if you are married? I'm not talking about dating. If someone's dating someone, you should not be paying 100% nothing. If you're just dating that person, you need to keep your money. Now, if you are just dating, you know, I mean, and if you're, you know, paying for all of, you know, all of the money, you're giving her all of, you know, all of your money, you're paying her bills, you're paying your bills, you're paying, you know, her mama bills, you're paying, then you are a true definition of a simp, because that absolutely makes no sense. You know, you have no business, and I know I will get hate for this, but you have no business paying, you know, for this person, paying everything for her. If you're dating, like I say, if you're going out on dates, she can pay, you know, one time, and you can pay, you can alternate. There's no reason why you have to pay and dish out all of this money. If you're going on a vacation, if you pay for the vacation, she needs to pay for excursions and whatever the hell y'all going to do on the trip. There needs to be a balance. And if you see that she's not doing that, then she's really not the one for you. You know, she's not going to love you. She doesn't love you. She just wants your money and what you can do for her, because she can run all over you, because again, you are a simp.
And don't get me wrong, as a man, if you got it and you want to treat her, cool, have fun with that.
So, once in a while.
So don't get me, if you that type of man that you got it, cool. But see, the thing is, it should be a woman that's not expecting it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. She's not thinking, oh, you have to pay this for me. She's willing to pay her own way. She's willing to pay for you. But you're like, nah, baby, I got this. And that's fine. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, it shouldn't be an expectation that you do that. I saw this one thing on the internet where this girl was about to go out with this guy, and she called him up, and she was like, yeah, you know, I got to go with my nails done and hair done for our date. He was like, all right, cool. And then he was like, that's it. Right. He didn't say nothing else. She's like, oh, you're not going to sit here and offer? He's like, why would I offer?
Yeah, what would you offer? I don't know you like that. Pay for your hair and nails.
She's like, oh, that's really screaming sassy to me, that, you know what I'm saying? You won't pay for, oh, yeah, that's the new word women use. A man is sassy now, because, you know what I'm saying? It's only sassy when he does things she don't want, that she don't want.
See.
So she's like, that's sassy. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't date a woman like me expecting for me to pay. You want to take me out. And he's like, well, I guess we're not going to go out.
Not going out. That doesn't make any sense.
Not going to pay for it. You know what I'm saying? And
he dodged a bullet.
I saw another one where he takes this girl to the restaurant, right? And she's ordering to-go boxes. And he's like, what do you order all that food for?
To go boxes.
She's like, oh, for my kids, because my kids need to eat. And he's like, well, what that got to do with me? I came to pay for you for our date. He's like, I'm not paying for your kids' food. Yeah, or the other one where a woman is telling a man that if you want to date her, that he has to pay for her babysitter.
I mean, that's just crazy to me. That is really bonkers, because the simple fact is, you know, if you are dating, that's what it is, dating. You're getting to know the person, right? Should be zero expectations of you need to pay for my hair, you need to pay for my nails, you need to pay for a babysitter.
So when you get married, then you pay for it all.
Yes, of course. When you get married, that is a different conversation. Different.
Oh, when you get married, it's okay to be a simp.
When you get married. No, not a simp.
Nah, I'll be simping for you, baby. I'll be simping.
You are no simp. You know, so I mean, you know, there should not be. And my only thing is, you know, when women, you know, are expecting men to pay their way, to me, you're just broke. You know, you're not a boss.
304.
You're just a broke bitch. That's what you are. I'm sorry, but I hear it so much. Whoa. And I'm just so tired. And I do feel bad for the guys. I really do. I do feel bad for the guys, because there's just not a lot of women out there to date.
This is for, hey guys, damn. I I'm gonna put this like this. Women, don't get mad at me, because I'll see you done brainwashed. I wasn't even expecting all of this, to be honest. I thought you're gonna be defending women
I'm not gonna defend foolishness.
This ain't me, girls, guys, yeah, women, ladies, all that.
I know I'll get all the hate.
It ain't me.
Trust me. I have a tough skin.
I agree with you. Like, if you sit there and you complain about 50-50 with your man, If you expect a man to give you and pay you everything, mm-hmm. you're broke.
You're broke.
Because anybody, it doesn't make sense when you have means of your own mm-hmm. to even care about what a man does for exactly. you financially, because you could exactly. do it for yourself.
Exactly.
See, women want to sit there, I'm independent, I do for myself, okay? But the other side of that should be is, well, I don't need a man to pay for everything mm-hmm. for me because I'm good. You know, I want a man, we could just go for coffee or we could mm-hmm. just go for a nice little lunch to get to know, because I don't need to go to Ruth Chris and all the expensive restaurants because yeah. I could do that for myself.
Exactly.
See, the thing is, women want a man to give her a life that she can't,
that you can't give yourself.
That she can't give herself.
And that's a problem.
And that's the problem. And a woman that can truly give herself that life is not going to expect it from a man.
No.
Because it's like, for me and my wife, you know, there's things we don't do now that we used to do because it's like we're surpassed that. We got mm-hmm. money, we're good financially, so why? I don't need to do that stuff no more. We don't. You know what I'm saying?
Even when we're dating, there was, you know, I didn't expect him to pay for all this stuff, and just like vice versa. You know, when we go on dates, we alternate, and you know, and there was zero expectation.
And I was just cheap, though.
I called him El Cheapo. Definition, yes. You know, but I mean, the thing is, I always value myself, and I think a lot of women, unfortunately, do not value themselves anymore. Mm. And so when you do actually value yourself, you have no expectations for someone else to pay anything for you. I mean, what is that? Is that Boosie that say, you know, independent woman? She got, you know, two jobs, you know, making her own money.
I think that was Webby.
Money.
That wasn't Boosie.
That was Webby, right?
But
Webby.
Boosie's on the song, though.
Oh, yeah. I thought he was on the song, you know.
I-N-D-E-B-E. Yeah, I think he's on the song.
Independent got two jobs. She don't need nobody. Okay, women, can we go back to that? Can y'all go back to that?
Mm, that is true. Like being independent doesn't, you know, that and you know, not to you know, try to quote a song, but it is true. You know, when a woman, that song was so true. When a mm-hmm. woman is independent, she don't need you. She don't yep. need your money. You know what I'm saying? She just needs you as a man.
Exactly.
And that's a real woman to talk to.
That's a real woman right there.
You know, there is no value in a woman that comes off trying to get money from you. There's no value. She is the lowest of the low. Like if you're on the, if a woman's on the internet talking about a man has to do this for her or whatever, you meet a woman that has these expectations, she is the low of the low. And there's a reason why she's single.
There's
a reason why she's single. Because see, what people don't understand, I think I saw this quote with some debate they were having a while ago. If a woman is in her 30s, mm-hmm. and she's still single, mm-hmm. there's a reason. Mm-hmm. You're telling me that every man she was been with just passed up on a great thing. Like every man she been with was just so ignorant that he passed up on a great thing. She's just so great because mm-hmm. every woman gives a sob story of relationships and her life and all this stuff. So every man passed up on something real good. Mm-hmm. You was hanging out with them, giving them the booty.
Yeah, giving
some of them you gave kids to. Some of them you gave your kids to.
Nonsense,
and they just passed up on you because you was such a good woman and they were just the worst people in the world. And every man you met passed up on you. You know what I'm saying? But it's funny because I saw this statistic too online. When you go to college graduations, mm-hmm. right, you see white girls all with engagement rings, mm-hmm. waving it up, mm-hmm. happy, blah, blah, blah. Black girls talking about they independent, don't need a man, but none of them engaged, none of them about to get married. Mm-hmm. And we think it's not men, it's not black men. Mm-hmm. Because at the end of the day, most black men are married to black women.
Mm-hmm.
80% of them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not black men not wanting to marry black women. It's black women thinking too much of themselves with expectations that are too much. And they just are 304s right now. They got three kids, mm-hmm. two, three kids, and they have a body count longer than some people's social security number.
Mm-hmm.
But they think they're high value and deserve all of this and think a man should take care of them and pay for her kids. And then she thinks that even though she brings nothing to the table but pussy, that her coochie is so great, mm-hmm. even though every woman on this earth, every woman, biological woman, mm-hmm. I don't want to hear nobody saying,
oh,
every biological woman has a has that between their legs.
The community, oh my God.
I'm not going to say that. I'm not. But what I'm saying, no, I know. But what I'm saying is every natural born woman mm-hmm. has that between her. There's not one woman that is running around right now, unless she's hermaphrodite or has some mm-hmm. type of deformity, which is very, very low mm-hmm. and very, very rare, doesn't have a coochie. Mm-hmm. Every woman has one. So what you have as a woman is not special.
Yeah, it's not. It's not. It's not.
The ugliest woman, the fattest woman, the skinniest woman, they all have the same pussies. Thing.
Pussies everywhere.
They have the same thing. So why is yours so special? It's not. But they think that's the value. But the thing is, if you thought it was so valuable, you don't give something away that's valuable all the time. If you have a body count of 30 plus guys, at the end of the day, that is not valuable, because something valuable doesn't get used all the time.
You're just a modern day prostitute.
It doesn't get used all That's the time. All these women, they want to have their fun and they want to devalue themselves, but then put themselves back on the market like they high value. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? You know, you're going into a relationship with 30 bodies, two kids, thinking that is prime rib when it's Walmart discounted steak.
Not Walmart discounted steak.
Walmart. No, you know, you're right. Winn-Dixie discounted steak.
Winn-Dixie discounted steak. Oh, that's even worse.
Exactly.
That's because we all know what Winn-Dixie does for me.
But they think they Kobe beef. Mm. But they pricing it. Like if you went to Winn-Dixie and they said this steak is worth $100. You won't say hell no. Mm-hmm. I'm not buying that steak. Mm-hmm. For $100, I need to get Wagyu steak, mm-hmm. Kobe steak, the mm-hmm. next level steak. Mm-hmm. That's the good stuff. But no, they selling you Winn-Dixie. That's what these women, they got Winn-Dixie coochie. Selling it for Wagyu not prices. Winn-Dixie
coochie.
they got Winn-Dixie coochie. Selling it for your Wagyu prices.
Yeah, that's, I mean, I just think that.
Whole Foods prices, you know what I'm saying? They selling it for next level. They got Winn-Dixie steak. They're selling for Wagyu beef.
Piggy Willie.
You know, exactly. You know what I'm saying? Piggy Willie. Like, seriously. And then let's be real. Half of women don't do nothing sexually. You just lay there. Like, who do, like, let's be real. How many women doing tricks? Like none of you are doing no type of tricks.
Just some tricks. Like now they strippers.
Like seriously. What? Like I don't yo I've never before I got married, I've never met a woman in my life that was doing next level tricks. Like next level. Even all that winding they doing is 2 seconds on top and they tired. Like, I'm tired next. I mean, fellas, like seriously, in comments, whatever, let me know if I'm right or wrong. But at the end of the day, have you ever met a woman that's doing some next level crap with her? Even when I watch porno, what is the woman doing? Like, maybe you got some great oral skills. Okay, cool. I give you
superhead?
That. Yeah, you got that. All right. But when it comes to the actual, what is a woman doing? Throwing it back? Riding you for two? I mean, it's not that versatile. I mean, the coochie is not that versatile where, like, it's doing next level. You get in there and it's flipping me around. It's doing something. It got something in there that's doing this to it. It's not doing next level stuff. But these women, swear to God, they got, like, the best date. Most of the time, men are turned on their own head. They're looking at you as a woman like, oh, she look good. She's fine. She hot. That makes them. But your coochie by itself ain't doing nothing. It ain't doing nothing. Like, if you want head, okay. You know what? Some women, they got some skills on the oral part. I get that. So, all right, cool. So, if you bragging about your oral, like Superhead was, cool. Mm-hmm. Then I get you got skills, bro.
Superhead's going to have flown all
exactly,
over, you know?
Because she had a skill.
She had some skills.
She had a skill.
Paid for that
she
skill.
She had a skill. Mm-hmm. But these other women, they don't got that skill. Half of them, my jaw hurts. I'm tired. And then when they get on it, they just laying there like dead fish. You know what I'm saying? You flip it over, you hit it from the back, like hopefully she washed her booty, because you get all that, you know what I'm saying? Because half of them don't. They got that BBL, the butt so big they can't get back there a lot. You know what I mean?
Oh
that.
My God.
Let me stop.
Let's bring it back.
Let's bring it back. Okay, we are at
time.
Yes, we are at time now. All right. So, hey, guys, we appreciate you. Listen, we have fun.
We had fun
podcast,
with this one.
You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, if you're a high value man, if you think you're a high value man or you want a high value man,
please hit us up. Let us know.
Let us know what high value man to you and how your dating is going. And, you know, just look out for a man that's compatible with you.
Yes.
Don't cheat yourself, but also don't overthink it and think and listen to these people telling you
to these people.
Know what you want. Know your worth.
Exactly.
Don't amount your worth to other people. Know your worth and find a man that's good for you.
Yeah, stop looking at these fake relationships on social media. You know, stop looking for comparisons of, you know, what this man should do, what this man should not do. And same for men, too. Stop looking at these females and saying, oh, you know, this big body, this BBL and, you know, and just stop. You know, everyone just needs to kind of, you know, reevaluate what you actually want in a long-term relationship.
Because see, this is the problem with BBLs. This is for guys.
It fades.
It fades because see,
over time,
a woman has to maintain the BBL, meaning that, okay, she get the fat sucked out, right? She get the butt big, the titty big, right? But she got to stay in the gym to maintain that. Have you ever seen an old person with a BBL? You don't, because they don't come out because their body's crap. So you never see it. You never see some old woman that had a BBL when she was in her 30s. Now she's in her 60s. You don't see that.
Well, they go back to the table.
They have to go.
They go back.
They have to.
They go back to.
They have to.
Redone.
They have to, because at the end of the day, they don't maintain it. A woman that's doing BBL, she's not working out. She don't care. She and that's fine. But you have to maintain it. If you don't maintain it by just eating right, you know, things like that. You don't maintain it, it's gonna go bad again, and you won't be stuck with floppy skin, saggy boobs, and a big old saggy booty. And that she has to put on a freaking tighteners to keep tight. Because as soon as she take it off,
just a girdle.
All right, guys. But well, we appreciate you. Right, we had fun with this podcast.
We just had fun with this one.
And, you know, keep checking us out, castleandwilliams.com. You know, definitely go to a couple of critics, our critics page, where we have different critics giving reviews on movies, shows, products, trips, cruises, things like that. Also, check out our product, Cultured.Skin, our moisturizer. And we got our infused clay cream for face and stuff like that. All natural products. We're into that all natural stuff now. Yep. So definitely check it out. Cultured.Skin. And also go to Culture Radio. Download the app. Free 24 hours a day. Mm-hmm. Different stations with different music. Check it out. Ad free. So 24 hours of music. Ad free. Okay. Yep. All right, guys. Till next time.